In addition to having some of the most gorgeous artwork of any album released this year, Benoit Pioulard's excellent Précise marks the young artist as someone to definitely keep an eye out for in the future. Following a batch of limited handmade cassettes and CDRs created mainly for friends over the past couple of years, Pioulard, whose real name is actually Thomas Malouche, dipped his toes into the water with the release of his Eng EP and inclusion on last year's Ghostly International compilation Idol Tryouts 2. Précise is one of those albums that might have seemed out of place on Cranky Records a couple years back, but after releasing two records by Out Hud, it seems that anything is possible. Pioulard isn't exactly dancey, but his programming cracks in places and the melodies are downright poppy in others, leading into an album that has completely stuck into my head over the course of the late summer and early fall. With a heavy emphasis on texture and melody, it's an album marked by decay, and tracks like Together and Down make that abundantly clear with ultra-hazy guitar layers, chimes, and breathy vocals coated in enough reverb and delay that they become yet another fuzzy element in the mix.
And sing to the sea. Oh, bury me and sink to the sea. At least I can say I didn't hazard a try to acknowledge my joy.
Exterior Leslie Park works in similar ways, but throws enough melodic curveballs out to keep things very interesting, as clattering beats rumble in the background and wheezy accordions mingle with both acoustic guitar and droning electric, while Malouche adds some curling sing-song vocals. Triggering Back is a study in dynamics, as quiet acoustic guitar-driven sections give way to wall-of-sound production including sparkling filtered bells, programmed beats, and more breathy vocals. Musically, the release has several things in common with last year's album by Songs of Green Pheasant. There's a similar dreamy atmosphere, nostalgia, and even connection with the countryside as acoustic guitars lead the way along with reverbed vocals, while other elements all sort of swirl around in unique ways. On Précise, 15 tracks are split nicely between more filled-out songs like Needle and Thread, and shorter, more atmospheric instrumentals like Coup de Furet, where filtered bells and low-end electrical bursts create dense soundscapes that manage to fill in the gaps between more heady pop structures. Locking in at under 40 minutes in running length, Précise is a very solid debut album from an artist who's obviously been honing his craft for a while. Here's hoping for even more in the future.